Diana Solovyova, and I'm from Russia. And I live at the moment, I live in the remote city of Magadan on the Pacific coast of Russia.
Okay, so that's very far from Moscow.
Oh yes, yeah, it's just other side of the country. Well, I'm an ornithologist, I've worked with birds all over my life, and I've been working in the Russian Arctic since I got young, and then I got other project in the south of Russia, south of Russian forest.
Mm-hmm. You are in the ornithological conservation world, and you're quite concerned about sustainability as well. And you told a little story about in the supermarket, and I wonder if you could just tell us again.
Well, actually, sustainability as an idea, it was originally in the Soviet Union, it was very much sustainable in terms of how we now understand some sustainability. Mm. Yeah, we had all the milk bottles on all yogurt and all the dairy product bottles as glass bottles, and they all were the same style, and they were more expensive than the content. So, and the same for beer, same for wine, same for vodka, other drinks. Mm. So yeah, and we never have any plastic that time. Yeah, only paper, which we've been collecting carefully and supposed to bring at school if you are school children, or there were some other programs how to pick up all the even small piece of paper from people and recycle it again. So we inherited actually good life meaning of sustainability, but then. Since we announced capitalism and all this bunch of everything, plastic and one-time consumed goods arrive, and now we have a lot of them. And now, suddenly the mentality jumped to the opposite direction. Mm. Now we are available, we are able to consume all this, so that not thinking about sustainability. And some people who start, probably it's Western influence to rethink what was good and what we should start thinking about the sustainable usage of the products. And when it was just very simple story, when I was in the shop and I was buying cakes, small cakes, and they tried to put each one in the special plastic box for each.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that I don't want this, I just want one simple plastic bag and put them all together in one bag and just pack for me. The sailor was very surprised, saying that it's not proper, you should receive each one in the plastic. And the people in the line, they start asking, what's strange thing I'm asking for? And I said, look around you. Mm-hmm. Look how much of plastic we waste every day. Yes, I'm working with birds, I'm working on the rivers, and I see how much plastic are floating down the river where endangered birds live. And the big surprise of people was, is somebody really thinking about this? Mm. It's not a joke, it's not some crazy people from TV. You are a real person who think about it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a real person, probably because of my profession, but now it became my own feeling that I should not do this.
So it's not a typical German attitude now
to
recycle or to act
sustainably. Even think about.
So you bought your free hectare of land and you want to build a house, you want to build a building.
Oh, well, yeah, right
now. And you
now.
Have thoughts about sustainability there as well.
Oh, yes, yeah. Right now we are building like a fill station, which I believe will last for a long, because we are going to continue this conservation project of endangered species at Merganser there for a long time.
Mm.
And maybe we'll later abandon the job, live there forever. So we are thinking about how to build as much sustainable building as we can reach in Russia. Considering that it's not a country which now is good on sustainability.
Mm.
It depends what we can find up there.
Do you think you'll be able to find local builders to help you, or is this something you're going to have to do yourself?
Oh, well, It's a big question about Russian people. Right now, we only rely on my husband, who is a good carpenter.
Mm.
And we have a couple people who work in our conservation project. And in their days, when they're not working, they might be able, and they are doing, they're helping us in the building. But it's only what we are relying on.
Mm.
So in our area, we don't have any local builders who still keep the memory how to build from wood. And we want to build from wood.